Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 11th of July, recording at 9:16 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, let's have a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets. Well, the ones that have been strong all along, the ASEAN sector, were quietly steady. Very little changed, actually. China was a few points higher, but the Hong Kong portion of China and also Australia really emulated Wall Street's close, losing over 1.5% each. European stock markets were roiled by the latest developments in the European debt crisis, which had the Spanish bond yields soaring. Spain itself was down nearly 4%, and Germany down 2.33%. That was fairly typical. The UK escaped with a decline of only 1%. In the Americas, Brazil down 2%. The Canadian market down 1.5%. The United States NASDAQ Composite down 2%, S&P down 1.8%. So these are heavy hits in here today. Against that background, long-dated government bond prices rallied very sharply, so yields dropped sharply. With the U.S. dollar, now the U.S. dollar index is strong, up to 76, but that's really mostly against the euro, which slumped down to 1.4031. Sterling also down to 159. And although the dollar, I see the dollar rallied against the Australian dollar and a little bit against the Canadian dollar. But interestingly, it was weaker against the yen. Yen looks like one of the strongest currencies in here today. That is unlikely to help Japan tomorrow. Now, elsewhere in commodities, they were mostly lower. An exception was natural gas. There were a couple of exceptions in the agricultural commodities, scoring small gains. Corn narrowed a earlier loss, ending down just 4.25 cents. In precious metals, we had early gains across the boards, then they were reversed. Palladium, for instance, closing down almost 12 at 767. Silver down nearly 70 cents to 35.84. Platinum rather down $4.8. But gold, having had some good gains early on, then gave up most about $10, $10, $12, but then lost most of them, but then gained them back later on in the day. So bullion hung in there with a $1,553.50 as I speak. Crude oil was a little bit weaker. And that's pretty much it on the review of what happened here today. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, we're still in this corrective phase for most stock markets. It's better for some. The ASEAN leaders that I've mentioned, those three, being Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines, which had broken to the upside, and they're still holding those gains, though they may be tested tomorrow. And then we get the really weak sector, which includes the European sovereign debt nations, which are really bogged down in what look like base extensions at best in perpetuity. So they continue to underperform. Then you get Wall Street, Germany, the most important market in Euroland, being Germany, of course. The UK and Wall Street. Now, these had rallied from 200-day moving averages, had rallied from the March lows as well, up to the higher side of the ranges where resistance has been encountered once again. And on Wall Street, for instance, we had some hesitation on Friday, but we've had a real downward dynamic in here today. And now a theory of mine will be tested, and that is that I'd expressed the view in earlier audios that I thought there was a reasonable chance that the June lows would hold. Well, we're going to find out, and may not take that long to find out. But let's outline the possibilities here. Best case scenario, that Wall Street gives up less than half of its gains from the June lows and consolidates, finds support, and then goes back up to retest and break up through the highs. That takes an optimist here today, but that would be a classic show of strength, and that's what we saw, for instance, following the consolidation, lengthy pullback corrective phase and consolidation between was it last year between April and late August 2010. Now, a retest is another possibility. A retest of those June and March lows. Worst case scenario is that we go straight down and break down beneath the June and the March lows, and that would, I think, unnerve a lot of people and signal a further correction to follow. Now, elsewhere around the globe, India had very good gains coming off those June lows. It'll be important to see how much of those gains it holds, but really what I said about the importance of those support levels, well, I can't emphasize it enough. The June reaction lows for the markets that saw those good bounces are important levels to monitor. And they might hold because there's plenty of liquidity sloshing around, but the trouble is that there is a lot of understandable concern over the European sovereign debt problems, and there is also a lot of concern over the slowdown that the U.S. economy is experiencing, and of course the ongoing high unemployment problems. These are not new, but they certainly remain, and not least the European sovereign debt crisis. China, which will also be interesting because China has seen a good bounce, but it hasn't seen enough of a bounce to signal that this corrective phase has not only ended, but that that a demand-dominated environment has returned. It's going to have to take out or break the long sequence of higher reaction lows that we see on those charts. So overall, we can say, let's summarize here. Now, we had a very good technical rally. That was impressive. That may qualify as the summer rally. Now we're going to see investors' nerves tested, and the results here will be revealing. Looking at the long-dated government bond prices, the speed with which those have jumped is indicating that people are currently far more concerned about the deflationary implications than the inflationary implications of what's going on. I don't think that that's necessarily a sensible conclusion, but that's the one that the markets are indicating here right now. And we've seen a couple of days of upward dynamics now on these U.S. Treasury bonds. In currencies, the dollar, I think the technical evidence suggests that the dollar has seen the worst of its overall decline. It's not that America's problems have ended, obviously, or it's not that that people are suddenly feeling a whole lot better about the US dollar, but really, who looks most ugly? And UK growth is probably slower than, is undoubtedly a little bit slower than US growth, so the pound is weak, and the euro has a full-blown crisis, which is causing people to question its ability to survive as a single currency. So that is certainly weighing on the currency here once again. In commodities, gold and other precious metals are still in this corrective phase overall, but and they are not immune to contagion. We saw that briefly today for gold. We have seen it on earlier occasions. We last saw it most dramatically during the 2008 sell-off. But gold is still showing good overall relative strength. It's outperformed stock markets and it's outperformed bonds, and it's currently outperforming here once again. I see no evidence that the secular bull market in gold is over. To me, it's just a question of does it range here for a few more weeks in line with seasonal patterns, and then break to new highs in September, or does that rally start sooner? So, either way, though, it strongly favors the bulls. Crude oil, we saw a reasonable sell-off earlier today, in the morning, really. And early afternoon in the Brent crude. And then it turned around and staged an afternoon rally very quickly of over $3 and before settling a little bit lower. It's too high for my comfort. I've mentioned this in recent audios. It's not breaking up to new highs, but it's in an area that is definitely a headwind here for global equity. So there are a lot of concerns here in the short term between the US situation, the European situation in particular, and this headwind that we're getting from crude oil prices, in addition to the spike that we saw back in April. So that's, I think, pretty much it here. We're going to see the animal spirits of investors here definitely tested over the short term. And I've outlined the levels that are important, most notably those June reaction lows. If those give way, as I say, then we're back into a deeper correction overall. Let's see what tomorrow reveals. Meanwhile, all the best.